It's time to love cats. The Purrcast is on. I'm Nathan Hughes. Thank you for listening. Hey, folks. Good to be talking to you again. It feels like I've been away far too long. You know, if you're a podcast veteran and listen to them regularly, I hope you'll indulge me for a few minutes, because I'm aware that for a lot of my audience, the Purrcast is their first introduction to podcasts. So let me throw out some general basics to you and give you an idea what to expect in the future. Usually a podcast season runs 10 to 12 episodes. It follows no specific set calendar like a TV show would. It's just, it can be unrelated episodes or a series around a certain topic that stops and starts a new topic. But for many podcasters, 10 to 12 episodes works well. After that, they take a break. They do more research and development. Many podcasts, it takes a long time to prepare for you. What you're listening to now is called a trailer. It's the season 2 trailer, and a trailer announces what is going to be coming up in the future. So there are some changes you'll notice, all of them good, I think. So that's what the purpose today is, to tell you about them. Won't take more than a few minutes, not nearly as long as a regular episode. Up until now, recording the first 7 episodes of the Purrcast has been, for me, low-hanging fruit. What I mean by that is it's been easy stuff. I've been talking about myself and my cats. And if you own cats, who among us couldn't talk about our cats for a half hour or more? So it's been easy to this point. I've had no research to do at all. Maybe organize my thoughts, write them down, stick to them while I'm speaking. But other than that, really no preparation. It's all been from memory. That changes now. Now the work begins. I have already done research on about 2.5 episodes of the upcoming season. I've already fully recorded 1. And it's going to be a little different. For me, that is. It'll be different for you too, but I'll tell you how for me first. It's going to take research. It's going to take a lot of planning. I am coming up with a new format to stick within, because any way I'm organized works best for me. And there's going to be a series of topics that rotate between episodes. And we'll hit 2 or 3 of those in each episode. And as of now, I have 6 different topics. They are breed brief, where we take a bit of an in-depth look at a specific cat breed. Feline health and science, cat people, and cat people can take in a lot. Can be present, past, historical figures, real live people, cat people. Okay, next category would be cats and culture and history. Boy, that that doesn't sound like we'll exhaust that category anytime soon, does it? Family business. That's where I talk about myself and my cats. I'll just give you an update every couple, three episodes or so. Not going to spend a lot of time on it, but I am aware of how people care about my cats. I've learned it through 7 years of doing a Facebook page. Funny thing, if you invite people to love your cats, they will. They'll care about them nearly as much as if they were their own. So that'll be a recurring segment. And lastly, listener Q&A. That's where you send in your questions and answers about just about anything, and I will do my best to answer them. That's 6 segments that will recur. We'll cover 2 to 3 of them per episode, and I am open to adding more topics, more segments. So if you have an idea for a recurring segment to add to the list, just send me a message on the Purrcast Facebook page. That is also where to send your questions and answers that you'd like to hear addressed on the show. And I'm back. A word about how I produce this podcast. I record into an online app directly. I have a microphone. It converts to a USB connection I plug into my laptop, and this app lets me record directly into it. It costs a few bucks, but it's more than worth it to me, and the reason why is it does so much that I don't have to. I don't have to have fancy recording equipment. It takes care of tweaking the sound, the volume, eliminating any stray noises, like if there's an air conditioner hum, or when I started recording back in the summer, I would have a fan on me because it's hot, and it would take care of all that, even it all out. And that's really attractive to me because I want to be a podcaster, not a sound technician. And the third thing it does is allow me to edit afterwards. After I record a clip, I'll go back, listen to it, make transition smooth. I mean, you don't hear it, but sometimes I mess up and I'll start over and I'll pause and I'll pick up and I can edit that part out. You don't hear any mistakes. Have you ever seen like a styrofoam disc in front of a microphone that someone's talking into? That's called a windscreen, and I found out the reason for them. Because I've had to edit out inhales that I've done, other mouth sounds that I don't want you to ever hear. This app lets me do all that. So far how I've recorded is going and painstakingly doing that, and I would like to keep my recording clips about 8 to 10 minutes at the longest, because it's easy sometimes even to edit down to the half second or more and be really precise. And if you go over 10 minutes or so, it gets really hard to do that. And when I splice 2 clips together and edit the transitions, I try to make it as though it's as much one continuous sounding recording as I possibly can. I think that's, self-explanatory why. Well, there's going to be transition between segments in the future. Where I said, I'm back just a little while ago, that was a transition, the end of one clip and start of another. I'll still have to do that because I'll record more than one clip per segment, but between the segments, there needs to be something more than heavily considered silence. So you'll hear some audio track transitions that I think you'll think is appropriate. Another thing you'll hear, how do you like the theme music? I mean, the intro music, the outro music. You know where I got that? Again, from that app, they have a sound library, and not a very big one. And really, I think all the jingles and tunes you can choose from, and there's not much more than a dozen or so, sound pretty much alike. So I went searching for some new theme music. And from this point forward, we'll have it. I considered several things as I searched. I wanted music that was lively and upbeat, but not distractingly loud or overbearing. I wanted something that would appeal to all age groups. I wanted something that would sound good in tandem with my voice. And I went to another source online, and I had options to choose from. It was not an easy decision. I think that you'll like what I chose. I certainly do. And as we outro to end this trailer, I'm going to play you the entire longest clip. It's probably the only time you'll ever hear the entire clip from beginning to end. It's got a little edge to it, but it's also kind of relaxing. I think it hits all the notes I want it to, and I hope you like it. And just one more thing before we go, and it's really important. I have found, in researching the first two episodes that I have already, it is going to be time-consuming, and I need help. If I don't have help and I have to do it all myself, I might either have to post episodes less than weekly or post shorter episodes, which is probably how I'd go. But I'd like to establish the process for a routine going forward and be able to give you a 30-40 minute show every week. So, if you have a computer, PC, laptop, Mac, about a half hour a week of spare time, and the interest to do so, how would you like to be a volunteer research assistant? If you would, message me on the Percast Facebook page. Say, yes, I'd like to be one. I can do that. If we make the arrangement and make it happen, what it'll look like is I will message you with a topic and certain aspects I'd like you to research, and then you do a web search of sources. I mean, put it in a search engine, read the articles that come up enough to say, okay, yeah, that addresses what I'm looking for. Copy and paste the link. Send it to me. Your research each week will probably consist of more than one link because there's more than one aspect. And what I've found is you'll have plenty of options to choose from, and each one will say the same thing, but a little different. And the little different is what I'm after, because that is sometimes the most interesting stuff. So, if that sounds like fun to you, not just if you'll do it, but if that sounds like fun to you, because, quite frankly, it's fun to me. I just don't spread thick enough. It is a lot of fun to me. It's a lot of work, but it's a labor of love for me already. So if that sounds like fun, and it might be a labor of love for you, and you gain my eternal appreciation, go ahead and shoot me a message on the Percast Facebook page. And with that, this clip is called Barbecue. That's the name of the music. And you're hearing it now. And you'll hear it again in the future, but here it is beginning to end. Can't wait till the next episode. Until then, love cats.